Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
See y'all, Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black God Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Tune in to Hot Talk Radio with your girl, Lady Libra. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Facebook, what's up? My face, what's up? Make sure you tune in to the Ninja account. Sign up, make your own page. It's going down. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
What's up, world? What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speakers. Hope y'all had a better day than I did. I'm mad, sad, trying to get glad. But anyway, nonetheless, it's Bread Brothers Week here at Hot Talk Radio, and we on our grizzy. Grind, grind, grizzy, whatever you want to call it. We on it. So check this out. I want to give a shout out to my co-host. Start with Joe Hightower, better known as BCK, Sean, Mamarazzi, Polo, Murder Mile Easy, Slurs, Feezy, they live from the Frat House in Florida, y'all already know. Fat, the Rafelfa, Dub Beats. I'm on location, so I'm not where I usually am, but you know, hey, it goes down. I want to give a shout-out to our promoters, APGME, Apple J, Freaknik ATL, what's up, J.K. Jones, Yolo Entertainment, Flip Boys, MPM, Twin Production, Twin Folks from Chi-Town, what's up, the affiliates, oh, don't let me forget, what's up, Power Moves, I already see it. And you know I'm here live with the Bread Brothers, in case y'all didn't know. Tell the world what's up, y'all, because you know we're not just with the A. We all over the world.
What do you do? What do you do, world? What's happening?
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, I guess I'm in the trap, y'all. I mean, I should have been strapped, I guess, but do I need my equipment?
Nah, you're good.
Oh, okay, because you know, I got my shit in my pocketbook in case phone jump off. But nonetheless, it's been a wild day for me. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. You know, I got out of work. Talk to Peanut, Miss Peanut, all day. Yeah, come get the CD, come get new music. I'm like, okay. So I get out of work, I'm riding. I guess where they at, we load up. We go get the music from one studio. Then we end up at Young Jock studio. So we in there listening to some nice music. Then I get ready to load the music from that computer. And they doing some stuff, so I couldn't do it. So I'm like, okay, now I gotta keep riding. Then time creeping up on us. But here we are. We doing it live on location, you know, getting ready to... Are we on Camelton? Oh, okay. Okay, this is where it's at. You know, they leave it goes anywhere for the cause. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make things happen. So, nonetheless, everybody be checking in. I forgot to mention DJ Sweet. Don't charge it to my heart, charge it to my mind, because I've been running all day. You know, it's been a long week. We almost here Friday. Me and Mr. Peanut getting ready to work on this Libra Cell, the celebrity Libra Cell. Everybody coming out. It's going to be so major. Jobs, I mean, Bo Hagen, Jeezy. I mean, it's going to be sick. We ain't going to talk too much about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Cause we don't want nobody, you know, getting nervous and, you know, canceling their event because they know this shit going to be so serious. You know how we do it, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, Feezy, I know you hear me talking.
Yes, I do. What's happening? What's going on? What's your boy Big Feezy live from the frat house?
You sitting there quiet and shit. I'm trying to see if I forget anything. You know I'm doming and shit.
Hey, man, you know, you doing your thing. I like it. I love it. Why don't we tell the world what we're talking about tonight?
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. That's why I needed you to help me to remember what the topic was. Okay, it's Red Brothers Week. And like I told you, we're grinding on our grizzly. And see, you know, I came with something a little spicy. You know, we had So You Mad Sunday. Then we did To Be In Love Tuesday. Okay, we know we have Bam Bam Thank You Thursday. And for those of you all who can't quite figure out what I mean by Bam Bam Thank You Thursday, let me break it down to you. Have you ever had a one-night stand? Do you want to have a one-night stand? Is your one-night stand turning into a relationship? Do you prefer one-night stands over relationships? Come on, world. We ain't holding shit back tonight. We in the house with the Bread Brothers. Loaf of bread. ABC, the Atlanta Bread Company. You know what I'm saying? We got the ambassador. Bread man himself right here. Is that you bake the bread in? That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm sitting in the bakery, y'all. Can somebody hand me a honey bun or y'all don't want me to eat? You know what I'm saying? Then we got, cheese bread. Oh, and y'all know I'm lactose intolerant, so I'm not going to eat it. My stomach don't hurt tonight, y'all. I'm on location.
Please don't.
What?
Don't get lactose on location. That's the wrong thing you want.
So that's why they said cheese bread. I said I wasn't going to eat any. We got Mr. Peanut. The rest of them be calling in on Switchboard. You know what I'm saying? We finna get this party started. So, for those of you out there in the world that can relate to the topic, if you can't relate to the topic, we still want your attention. You know what I'm saying? Because it's Bam Bam Thank You Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out, have you ever had a one-night stand?
Of course.
You have? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you often reflect on your one-night stand? Uh-oh, wait a minute, uh-oh, it's when it gets, I mean, are you ready for me to start the show, or is it time for a song? Because Mr. Peanut finna get ready to bring it. M. Bouncer getting ready to bring it. It's finna be sick. Oh, my goodness. I can't take it.
Mm-hmm. So what does he want to tell us about it, or do you want us to give him a second? Does he need to think about it?
Go ahead and go with the song. And then, all right. And then we'll come back. We're trying to, I mean, I guess I rolled into it kind of fast, and because I didn't have, you know, so therefore we well on time, because it might go, you know.
All right, well, let them know I'm gonna hit them with that On My Grind by the Bread Brothers. Y'all check this out.
So
boys, get it
out.
In, they grinding.
I'm a man. hustle, my nigga, I always shine.
I always shine.
I'm on my duty, my nigga, I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind.
I always hustle, so
I always shine.
I'm on my duty, my nigga, I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind.
I always hustle, my nigga, I always shine.
I always shine.
I'm on my duty, my nigga, I'm on my grind.
I'm on my grind.
I always hustle, so I always shine.
What's up, what's up, what's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker on location. Didn't mean to be, but you know, hey, it's just a day in the life of Lady Libra. That's how it goes. You know, I dug what I do and do what I does. I'm learning, you know, how to talk. Oh, I'm so Lord have mercy. See, Lady Libra is, you know, making this shit up as I go. Where my swerve at? I need somebody to swerve and protect. Where's my swerve?
What's happening? This word you
said. Hey, but I was scared just now. I was scared till you came on.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just so breathtaking by the fact that you just got back from Fort Lauderdale and you on the show. Dedication. That's the kind of shit that I like to see at Hot Talk Radio. This shit is amazing. This shit is amazing. You just touched down and got on the switchboard. That's that shit. Because you knew you was going to have to protect me, to swerve and protect. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how a day in the life of Lady Libra is. Where's my Maraca ass at? I know she's somewhere posted up while I'm out here on location working hard. She's somewhere laid up. Talking about how hot it is or how cold it is. I'm sure she's playing with the air conditioner. That's all she do when she at my spot. Where she at? Where's Mama Rice at?
Fuck you, Lady Libra. What it do, y'all? It's Mama Rice checking in.
Don't cuss around the children.
Oh, shut up. What's up, Q?
Who is Q?
Man, look, don't worry about it. Don't worry about all that. What's up, Q? You know what to do. What's up, Brad Brothers? Wayne, what to do? Easy.
He was not here. What are you talking
about? Okay, I'm just saying he going to play the shit back. What's up? What's up to everybody? You know, y'all know how I do. Shout out to my motherfucking part of the city, Southside, bitch, stand up. And I ain't really got too much to say. Whatever, man. I just want to give a quick shout out to my homegirl, Sweet, with K-Sweet Transformation. She do photo shoots. She's from the South Side, represent College Park as well. She got good prices on her photo shoots and stuff. She do everything, alter egos, whatever kind of photo shoot you want. And you can goddamn hit her up, 678-668-5354. Shouts out to that, and shouts out to Lady Libra, man.
Lady Libra in the building, on location with the Bread Brothers. What y'all let me in?
Bread Brothers, say what's up again.
What's up?
We getting ready to start seeing what's up with these one-night stands because they... What you doing?
How you told me to call in?
Did you back on? Because I hear you. So come out. You must be on. Go on back because he's back on.
Just turn his mic open.
You better talk and ain't nobody saying,
ain't nobody, you crazy.
I'm not crazy.
Yes, y'all. I just told you to stay back down because it's starting to pick it up over here.
But now I'm going to let you up and I'm like, hello, what's up?
Because you can't interrupt me while I'm talking.
Well, I don't know what you're doing. You got to train me. You just want me to.
You were listening when you said that's the kind of shit. People in the world, don't be like Ambassador. He's not too tight. Right?
Tell him to call back. Tell him I had his mic open and everything.
He said you need to call him back. He had everything set up and waiting on to bring you on when I finish talking.
Man,
9 to 5 alone.
Don't sit out a motherfucking mouth. You tell somebody what you want to do. Get the phone, stand over there. When I give you the cue, then boom, boom, boom. I didn't hear that. Okay, so
what?
You feel me? That's what I'm saying.
Did,
it's not like y'all. I didn't do the radio show like 3, 4, 5 this time, bro.
Hello. Okay, let me and you get started, Bread Man. You got your, you gonna call in or you gonna do, you gonna hold my phone and I ask you a question? Okay. Now, so you take this phone when you answer, when you ask, when I ask you the question. So, the first question is, have you ever had a one night stand?
Of course, man.
Now, who are you?
I'm Bread Man from the Bread Brother, man. You know how it is, man. I had plenty of one night stands in the younger day, but now, you know, it's a different thing, though.
So, do you often reflect on your one night stands?
Man, of course, man. You know, the one night stand, you know, kind of like the best part of your life, man. Get it and gone. Wham bam, thank you. You feel me?
Oh, it's like bam bam. You say wham, oh, so I should have named it wham bam.
Yeah, thank you, man. You feel me? And we're proud of it, though. You know how we do it, man, but we got to check ourselves while we're doing the one night stand. Now, you hear me? We don't go in without it. Now, you hear me?
Okay, okay, okay. So, has any of your one night stands ever turned into a relationship?
Of course not. We ain't having that now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, if it's a one night stand, that's your only one chance. Hey, that what it is. One chance, one night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, okay. Unless you like it.
Unless I like it.
So if you like it, what happens?
Then I'm going to hit you up for the second night stand. You feel me?
So the one night stand turns into a
second night stand. You might get 3, 4, 5 stands. You hear me? You hear me? Because you can't stand no more. That's how the game go.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay, okay. Okay. Hello? Hello? This lady Libra. Elliot?
I'm here.
I think one of them is talking to me, trying to talk through the switchboard, but I hear them because I'm here with them.
Tina.
So is there anybody? It's Tina.
I can't
hear him through my phone. I can only hear him screaming at me across the yard. So maybe his mic is not on.
His mic is on.
His mic is on, but I can't hear him. So you saying something wrong with my phone?
Saying something wrong with him. It's all right. Well, why don't you tell us about your one-night stand?
I've never had any.
How did you love one, though. I mean, did you not? That's what I was going to ask. Well, have you not been presented with?
I've never had a one-night stand, but I want one, though. And I think I want one with you.
Oh, there they go.
Can I fuck you?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a one night stand with you?
Nope.
You did what now?
No, I'm good. I did those things already. Those things are dangerous. Lead the stalkerish type shit.
Oh really? See, I've never had one, so I don't know. I've never been in love. I just don't. You know what I'm saying? Lady Libra is looking to exploit and learn and experiment with new things and. I never had a one-night stand, a threesome, nothing of that effect. You know,
You just green, huh?
Just green, and I know to drink alcohol.
We
and then I pass out from that.
We know that. Swerve, you there?
That's who I want a one-night stand with, Swerve. Fuck you, Elliot. Get off the damn line.
Hey.
Where my baby Swerve at?
What's happening?
Hey, Swerve, can I have a one-night stand with you? Because, you know, I'm just tired of being so lame. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, my boy Elliot say no. I'm going to have to say the name on too.
Wait a minute. So you saying that you and Elliot want to do a threesome?
We can't break up a happy home. You know what I'm saying?
You can't break up a happy home. You know I'm going to treat you as, you know what, as of today, you are a praying mantis.
You can make a home.
So you know what the fuck I'm going to do, right? I'm going to bite your goddamn head off, and you're going to have no choice but to fuck, because that's what y'all male praying mantises do. You live one time to fuck, and after that you die. Or should I treat you like a cockroach?
You might have fell right
into
my head
off and let you live for 9 days.
9 days?
Yeah, you know, a cockroach can live 9 days without a head, then it starves to death.
Exactly.
So which one you want to be, a praying mantis or a cockroach? Either way, your ass is going to die.
No, go ahead and get me in and out of there. Don't make me suffer.
At least if you're a friend, man, since you get some pussy.
Exactly.
So you want me to bite your head off and fuck you or what?
Let's try it without the bite.
Peanut. Say something, Peanut. Say something, baby.
What's going on?
There you go. What's up with you?
I mean, I'm cooling, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to speak on that one night stand, but I want to say what's up to the internet world, what's happening, what it do.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, lady, I know you ain't had plenty, but you had no one night stand, never, ever.
Never, ever. I'm trying real hard. You know, I kind of like made some bad decisions when I got out of school. I got married, and I was married for 10 years. Then, you know, I went off into fostering children and adopting children. So I didn't get a chance to live, you know what I'm saying? I haven't had a chance to be Lady Libra. So, you know, I'm kind of green, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been just trying to do the right thing, but it's time for me to get my party on. You about ready to
That's a good word.
For this Libra fat, right?
You said you ain't had no one night stand, but I'm pretty sure it's been one night somebody stood up in there.
But they always came back. It always was a relationship. I mean, I want somebody to just get it and go so I can feel like, ooh, they just gone. You know what I'm saying?
I had my first one night stand in Atlanta. It was great.
Do you have to reflect on that? I mean, are you trying to call them to see if you can get a second night stand?
You know how Atlanta is. You got people who just visit just to party. You know what I'm saying? And she was just visiting, and when the party was over, she went back to Arizona, and it was all good.
Dang. So let me ask you this. Peanut, how many one-night stands you done had?
Shit, I don't have four nights, one-night stands. I had kids and left them
up. Wait a minute, so you mean to tell me you had babies out of your one-night stands?
Yeah, right. Every last one of them that I put, they thought they won't get one night stand. It was a one night stand on me, but I left with an 18-year plan.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's real weird, brother. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I left with an 18-month plan, 18-year plan, and it was a one night stand. I've been on three of us in there.
Damn. So do you still kick it with them? Or, no, you married.
Shit, my wife let me talk to all my baby mama. No, man. My wife tried to fuck three or four of them.
I'm talking about, do you see a chicken with them? Chicken with them.
They can't get the wood no more. It was a one-night stand. I just take care of the children. Yeah.
Okay. Dig that.
They were just some beautiful women, and I felt my seed, my sperm had to understand, yeah. So it was a one-night stand, but it was an 18-year plan.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn. That was deep.
That's
down.
Deep shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I thought we'd go to y'all next song, She Wanna Come Home With Me. Maybe that's how you got that.
Yeah, man. I had two kids in 1 year off that song. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to our home.
We definitely playing this one just for you, my dog.
Go ahead.
Crazy, dirty dance, homie. holding on. Give me the information, just put it in my phone. I seen you looking my, yeah, I was looking back. You hot to ditty though, but I was just a track. I like the way your ass bounce every time you walk. I'ma hit it like Sammy Sosa and knock it out the park. I'ma bring you in my world, have your mind gone. But not so fast, mama, first I gotta take you home. She don't wanna be alone, show me that she wanna come.
He brought you on?
Lady Libra.
You told me we was going into somebody's sports report, and then now people are talking to me. Don't confuse me.
Don't worry about it. I won't. How you doing over there? I'm bringing in Mama Rossi. Mama Rossi, you there?
Hello?
Mama Rossi, you there?
I'm here. What's up?
What's happening? Hold on. Sweet.
Yo.
You on the air, man. You on the air. We got Sweets and Mama Rock's about to give us the sports report, the sports update. They're going to let us know what's going on in the sports world. Sweet, talk to me about it, man.
Man, Hot Talk Radio, what's happening, man? Cuz, Lady Libra, what's happening?
What's happening, cuz? You know I love you. Mwah.
Can't call her Mama Rock, so what to do, Mama?
Back at you, Sweet. What's going on, boo?
Sure, I can't call it, Mama. We just sitting over here in the swatch, man. You know how we do it over here, man. But anyway, man, we just calling, you know, just give y'all the updates on these NBA playoffs right now, man. You know, I know y'all Florida boys down there. Y'all not liking the way the Celtics came down there, bust y'all head and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Of course, my Laker boys, you know. We just doing our thing in L.A., so, you know, I know y'all ain't trying to hear about none of that. So, you know, I just called to get y'all opinion, man, to see what's happening, man, with y'all Orlando boys, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, we got some issues that we got to work out, but it'll be nice if we can work them out in Boston, because if we don't, we ain't going to make it back to Orlando. We'll be watching just like everybody else.
Exactly. True that. Well, my opinion on that thing, man, is y'all got too many nice guys on y'all team, man. Y'all need to get y'all some goons and some thugs like Ron Artest or something, you know what I mean? And that might get y'all over the top and a new culture.
Dwight did slap a couple of people. He did slap a couple of people out there. He got tired of it, but he was by himself.
Yeah, I feel that, man. But other than that, man, that's all I got to say, man, as far as the sports, man. You know, college football coming up, man. NFL football coming up, man. You know.
Speaking of the NFL, Mama Rossi.
What's up, baby? What's going on?
What's going on in the Falcons training camp, man? You know something? I know you got the Falcons tattoo all over you, and you walking around proud with it. Tell me a little bit about what's going on in training camp.
Well, first of all, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Sweets, that's my boo. Shouts out to Phoebe. Shouts out to Lady Libra. Shouts out to Brad Brothers. If y'all ain't heard by now, Mama Rossi finna tell you. The former Falcon tight end, and yes, ladies, that end is tight. O.J. Santiago, he's making a comeback in his own country. So I guess the nigga was so sorry the Falcons had to cut him, but it's cool. So shouts out to O.J. Santiago, finna do his thing in Mexico, whatever. Anywho, the Falcons added two players to their roster this year. I guess these boys was in their last mini camp. So shouts out to the new quarterback coming on, Eric Ward. He's fine as hell. And the defensive back, Daylon Walker. So hopefully we can get some help. We all know Matt Ryan, you know, he's going to start. And they don't let old boy go, old boy from North Clayton. DJ Shackle, I guess he don't play no more. So, Coach Mike, y'all need to let Chuck come off the bench for a minute. Let a black nigga throw the ball sometimes. And we're going to see what Eric Ward and Daylon Walker going to do. So, shouts out to the Falcons. Shouts out to my city. Shouts out to College Park. And that's what it is.
Yeah, man, because there ain't no telling with them Falcons, man. We need some defensive back work for real, man. We're going to get burnt. We can't cover nobody in the flats and stuff, man. So we need to tighten up the defense, man. We need to get ready for the Saints and stuff. But hopefully everything will get it right one of these days, man.
We need some cornerbacks. We need some cornerbacks. Please, coach, we need some cornerbacks. And we need another motherfucking linebacker. If they can't pass on us, they can't do shit on us. Holler at your girl. And I'm going to have my shit, because I know my shit.
Lady Libra.
I like that.
Lady Libra.
No, I'm not a sports. All I do is want to date the athletes. But that sounded good. I mean, I may start tuning in just so I can see what Mama Rice and Sweet going to bring in, because I like that. I have no clue what they just said, but it sounded good. I have no fucking clue, but that's Lady Libra for your ass. Now,
yeah,
I can tell you how tiny it was.
Huh? Yeah, what we got going on the show tonight, man? What's our topic of the night going on?
Oh, the topic tonight, Sweet, I need to know, because I'm right here with the Bread Brothers, and we're trying to find out about these one-night fans and shit. Because, you know, Lady Libra, once again, you know, I do these topics so that I can learn this shit and I won't be so green, you know what I'm saying? I done been running the streets all day, chasing a CD, ended up in Josh's studio. From there to on location over here on Camilton Road, this is my life. I ain't even been home today. You know what I'm saying? I had a rough-ass day. But, you know, that's how it goes. Anything for the call. Tie Radio is the way. So, now, Sweet, cuz, I need to know, have you ever had a one-night stand?
Oh, yeah, man. We don't have plenty of one-night stands throughout our lifetime.
You say
man.
You don't have plenty of one-night stands.
That's right.
Okay, so you don't have a one-night stand. Do you often reflect on that one-night stand? I mean, was it so powerful that you often find yourself gazing and gazing, reminiscing and hoping and wishing that you could see that day one day?
No, man. According to my one-night stands, man, everything is understood before it happened, man. You know, everything is laid out in the open, man. So, you know, it is what it is. If she got a nigga, she got a nigga. I got a girl, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? But we got to make sure ain't no house and the neck got no all the other crazy stuff going on. But other than that, Lady Libra, man, you know, everything just got to be laid on the tape before it happens. You know how it go.
Okay. Mama Ross, I'm coming to you next. But right now I want to ask Miss Chocolate. Miss Chocolate, you on the line?
Bro.
What's going on with you?
Man, I'm just calling to say, first of all, shouts out to the Bread Brothers.
Oh, okay. So you know the Bread Brothers. That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. Nothing is taboo, so I hope I don't offend you. So I want to know, have you ever had a one-night stand before?
Yeah, I had a one-night stand. It ended up to a marriage.
And that's what, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have damn mercy. Wait a damn minute. DJ Sweet, did you hear that? DJ Sweet, Mama Rice, Elliot?
Yeah, she said one night stand ended up into a damn marriage.
I'm open for a one night stand. If they're gonna give me a husband, I'm down for
That's not a true one night stand.
That love at first sight right there. But I thought y'all told me Tuesday that there wasn't no such thing as love at first sight. So y'all confusing, Lady Libra. This shit getting too heavy.
Who said it wasn't no such thing as love at first sight?
Dr. Swire, where your ass at? No. Dr. Swire didn't comment on anything about love at first sight. I commented on the difference between being in love and saying that you love somebody.
Okay, well, that means I'm going to have to go back and listen and find out who that was that said that, because I'm going after their ass, because I'm not going to be fucking confused. I'm the leader. I don't get confused.
Oh, yeah, man. Love at first sight all day, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you just automatically know. Of course, you got to go through the steps in order to become married, but we are grown, so we should know that. But, you know what I'm saying? It is a such thing, love at first sight, though.
She had a one night stand and got. How long did it take before y'all got married, little Chocolate? Miss Chocolate, I'm sorry.
Well, to be honest, it was really like 6 months. It ended up as a lot of night stands.
Okay. So that means I need to get me somebody to have one night stand. In 6 months, I have a husband. Is that what you're telling me, Miss Chocolate?
I don't know if it's the same for everybody, but that's what happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay,
you might not have that five like her.
Hold on. Who is this? I'm going to bite your head off. We're going to see who got that five.
No, she wanted. She wanted that, nigga. That was she wanted. Fuck that one night. That was she wanted.
She put it all on the line the first night.
Yeah, she let it be known that this is my nigga right here, man.
Okay. You're going to get me a goddamn husband tonight.
That's what you should be looking for, man.
So do you often reflect back onto that one night stand at night?
Of course you're going to reflect on it, especially when you're going through the phone book and stuff like that, man, and when you're doing your, going through your roll call. But anyway, yeah, man, you're going to reflect on that, man.
I asked Miss Chocolate, do you ever reflect on it?
I mean, I can't help but to, because now that's my husband, so, you know, we do what it do now. Shout out to Mr. Peanut.
Oh, okay. So now the secret comes out. Oh, shit, this done got dangerous over here. Let me get my piece out, because this, I mean, you know, I'm getting nervous now. It's going down. But wait a minute, I got Ambassador, not M, it's M, right? I got Ambassador right here. He want to tell me that. So you say you done had a one night stand?
Yeah, I done had a little one night stand before. You know, they come and go.
Okay, so do you often reflect on your one night stand?
Oh, no, I don't reflect on it. No, it ain't no regrets in my one night stand.
I said, do you reflect on it? Do you think about it? Do you reminisce and, you know, damn, that was some good flips.
If it's a special girl, you know what I'm saying,
uh-huh.
that pretty red bow, she probably could reminisce through my mind. But hell yeah, like my father said, we about to have one tonight, though. This female ain't got them precious, so, hey.
Precious?
See what it do.
The one we met while we was riding down the street?
Oh, you already know when we had Young Talk Studio.
Oh, Lord.
When a nigga jumped out the goddamn car, almost got hit, about to give up the flyer.
That's the kind of shit I be going for.
For her, she might make me reminisce about her, but nigga about to get hit for her.
She know where it is.
You already know, man. She's
on the passion, man. Her whole crew finna run through on the night, man. So, hey, y'all in the party, we link up with the bread, brother, man. We do this thing, though. With Brandon Madden, though, man.
Yeah, fuck with you, man. Fuck with your butt, like I say, man, Ambassador. Virginia Avenue, everybody know where I be, you know what I'm saying? Harrison Road, Ambassador. Holler at me, you know what I'm saying? Back door, NT, after one of the records, we in the building. So, hey, we go do it like this. If you want a one-night stand, hit me up. 4-4-4-3-8-6-6-7-7. You can take me. All bread, man. Look here, I'm about this shit.
Look,
I don't give a damn. If that, let me tell you something, if that check right, shit, you can date Mr. Peanut and he married.
Hold on, we got out there. Shout out to all the Libras, though, especially shout out to me and Libra. I'm right here standing with you.
Know
what I'm saying? Oh, Lady Libra. I'm sorry, Lady, but look, she talking about Lady. I'm trying to get her one night stand. She talking about she ain't had no one night stand. I'm trying to see what's up tonight. You feel me? Real talk. We can got down Hilton in time.
Oh.
But shout out to all y'all, the World BPs, man. Like I say, Bread Brothers in the building, Back Door ENT, After Money Records, Ambassador, Bread Man, Mr. Peanut, Virginia Avenue. You can find Ambassador on Virginia Avenue. Real talk. Let me tell you something about Virginia Avenue. A lot of folk complain about my Virginia Avenue, but Virginia Avenue is one of the most clunky scripts out the state. I'm in a tourist area, so anybody that comes to Atlanta, Georgia, Ambassador meets. You know what I'm saying? So like I say, if you want to get a chill with Ambassador Bread Man, come to Virginia Avenue. Everybody know us. You know what I'm saying? You can find us, look for us. You know, like I say, Back Door ENT, Bread Man, you can find him on Camerton. Mr. Peanut, you can find him on goddamn Camerton. Real talk. Then, like I say, that check, right? You know what I'm saying? You can date any one of my partners. Just holler at me. Real talk.
My goodness.
Real talk.
Prostituting on Hot Talk Radio.
Hey.
Only at Hot Talk Radio.
Look, let me tell you something. Be real.
Any
way the check come and bounce the roll with it. Real talk. I'm all about my dollars. That's why they call her Cheeseheads, because.
Cheese bread.
No, we is Cheeseheads. We got the cheese bread in the pocket.
Oh, okay.
But they call her Cheeseheads. You know what I'm saying? Because. That's all we about. Shout out my nigga 180, Stashio, Drew Baby.
Guap.
You know what I'm saying? Guap. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my whole team, Trayvo,
Big Dog.
Big Dog, Can't Take Your Ralph. You know what
Drew
I'm saying?
Drew Baby.
Real talk, man. Hey, shout out to the whole team. Like I say, it bounced for the good bit up out there thing. Like I said, I got a one night standing like about 15, 20 minutes. But G Avenue, after
Lady Libra.
Back Door ENT, we in here. Ambassador, y'all know we on that. Fine.
Hey, Lady Libra.
You know, shocked and appalled because I was driving, and he literally jumped out of the car to get Precious' phone number. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen anything like it at the red light.
I like you.
Oh, not one night stand with baby mama Precious.
not one night stand with baby mama Precious.
Lady Libra.
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's go ahead and take a break, man. We're going to the next song. Them boys that got me rolling over here. They say they cheesehead. They say they cheesehead. I got one call, man.
Roll smooth with a baby.
Yeah. You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Let's put the rhyme in nigga right now.
Shorty, you know that I got that cash. Cause I can make it rain on you.
Cause you know it ain't
walking through the profit, and everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might throw a couple dollars here, plenty if you smile. And you drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't decided. You feel as though I got it, cause it really ain't an option. You scoping out your body while you're bending over, popping like, damn, don't stop it. Let me go back in my wallet.
You know that I got that cash. You don't even anything you want to, cause I can make it rain on you.
Cause you know it ain't tricking if you got it, everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. Body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no underwear, thank the doctors that they pair. Slide them on in the morning, I love how you're performing. The more I made it rain, her body organs kept on storming. Long choking from the center, body quivers, I deliver. Love a picture with a tip, I am something to remember.
Shorty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to, cause I can make it rain. Down for whatever tonight, honey, you can have whatever you like. And you ain't ain't gotta settle tonight. It don't get no better tonight. Little mama, yeah, she just my type. I've been waiting for this all my life. Come on, baby, let's take flight. Taking off tonight. The shouty, she caught my eye like a Bentley on the lot. Feel like I wanna ride, so I'm tricking on the spot. So listen to me while I spit this pimping on the ride. Hey, let's kick it up a notch. The mama, give me what you got. I've been drinking this from outside. I love her dirty mouth. She say, are you really spending the binge you talking about? Come on and take this route. This money you can't ignore. I say, usually I don't do this, but yep, I pay for it.
So you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
tricking if you got it. Tricking if you got it. Everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it.
This Lady Lever World. This is Lady Lever coming through your speaker. And I'm getting ready to continue my night. We still gonna continue live from the live. Oh, he said I'm at the trap. I'm so nervous. You know, Lady Lever just doesn't have a clue to what a trap is. But hey, I'm gonna find out before the night over with.
I thought you was at the bakery.
I am at the bakery. I'm at ABC.
Come on.
Bring peanut on the. It was Little Chocolate's number. Peanut talking.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go, Peanut.
Okay, I'm the spider at ABC. I'm describing Atlanta Bread Company. Right now we at the bread house. You even describe up. You got all the loaf. You can buy half a loaf. You can buy a quarter of loaf. You can buy a whole loaf. You can get one piece of bread. You don't matter. You. You know what I'm saying? For all the one-night stands, me and my wife work with us together. Y'all remember that? We'll take you and knock you out, put you out.
Hey, Peanut.
Yeah.
You thinking the one-night stands are going to be going down to the party me and you get ready to do?
Oh,
shit.
Yes. If that ball came through the business, ball park, man, we bring one-night stands. Bring them babies. Hey, lady.
Hey, one
next lady.
There's going to be some beans. We're going to...
We're going to
have
a cater. What are you talking about? They want to have 100 bees on the table.
No, we're going to have it catered. World is going to be catered. I don't know what they're talking about. So I'm going to let you know that the food that's going to be there is going to be catered.
Hey, Lady Lever, you see me and my boy Young Job. You met my boy Young Job personally, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be in the house, man. And this is going to be the biggest Lever party. Any nigga that doing Lever celebration, we're going to shut it down in the city, I tell you. Promise you that.
So I hope y'all ready, world. Those of you who need to go ahead and start making preparations now, because we do know it will be in October. We don't know what day yet, but make preparations, because
yep.
We don't want no excuses. I ain't have no money.
Yep. Red Brothers on tour. Red Brothers leave on tour, July. We need that.
My passport wasn't ready. Get your shit together. I'm on probation. I couldn't travel. Get your shit together now, because I'm telling you, it's going down. You know, maybe
hey, tell me get time for that Bread Brothers Day, too.
Huh?
You got the Bread Brothers Day, too,
Oh, yeah, Hot Time Radio is getting ready to do Bread Brothers Day with the Bread Brothers. This is going to be so sick, man. I just don't even understand. It's going to be so many one-night stands that I done got nervous. I'm on location driving, still interviewing, but this is what I do. This is Lady Lever. Which way I need to go?
Hello. What's up, bro?
So, Peanut, where you at? Because you better not get off this damn phone.
No, man. Hey, man, let me, I want to promote some shit right quick, man. I want everybody that's on internet land, man. If you got hot music and you think your shit qualified, man, y'all get in touch with Lady Lever Bread Brothers Day. He is going down. We thinking about doing it between the end of June before we take off on tour with Young Jock. So if all y'all got some good music, all my niggas out there underground, we went the best underground last year. We had over 5,000 folks at the Figure 8. We had shit down Brad Brother Day, man. The party marshal came and shut us down. So this shit is going down. If you want to sign up, it's going to be $100 with a bottle of goose. So I'll let your boy, I'll let Lady Leaver, she's going to let you know. We got to be the first 10 hot acts. That's all we taking is 10 hot acts. I'll let your boy.
That's right. And if I had my girl Mel on the phone, she'd go, that's right, yeah, yeah. Party people get on the floor. Yeah, she did that little song. I call her. I got a number. You know, I just look like I'm all the way. I didn't even know that when we first started doing the Weaver Ball at a club Figure 8, that's awful. So I'm
going
to be on High Time Radio from Figure 8 live next week. We got so much shit going on, Fina. I hope you ready. Because I'm ready.
Man, you know what it is, man. It's the King of Hamilton, man. For all y'all niggas that don't know, I tell them the King of Hamilton. Everybody know me. If they don't know me, they got to be some ducks that's sitting at the pond. You hear me? About to be duck season this year, too. I thought, hey, that's where do duck season start in June or July. We trying to figure out when. You know what I mean?
He won't know when the duck season starts.
I say, it's you out of time.
Feeding him every month.
Hello, hello.
What's up, baby?
Well, hey. What's shouting about out?
Right now.
Hey, man, hold on. What's up, Mr. Mister?
God, great, man. Later, Libra, man. We on hot talk, man. What's going on, man?
What's up?
Hey, man, we're trying to figure out when you're done, please.
Man, this is my way to go, man.
What's up? This is your boy, Bouncer, man. What it do?
What's up, boy?
What's
going on with y'all, man? What y'all doing, man? Hey, Libra, what's up, baby?
What's up? What it do? She right here in the car drive, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, this your boy, man, 180, man. I'm just right here coming to check in with my brothers, man, my brothers and them. Hear it. For all y'all that think this shit dead, boy, stop. You must be scared. You hear me? Because this shit going live, man. All my internet listeners, man. Hey, man, y'all better fuck with Bread Brothers and don't fuck with them, man.
That's what it do, man. Like I say, man, the whole world need to tune in to my boy 180, man. Black J Bud coming soon, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. So, hey, it's the talk thing we do every day for this world, man. You know,
that's your stack, though, man.
What?
You got to also let them know, man. That's your stack, though, man. That's my motherfucking bro, you know, man. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you already know, Stash, yo, Billy, you feel me? Real talk, man. Back though, ENT, out the money record, man. Yeah, yeah, he come 180, go, he go, man.
Okay, let me y'all in and interview his fans. Is 180 on here, too?
Yeah, 180. Baby, go in the field. This 180, baby. 180, go.
Oh, okay, you're late. You know I'm writing your ass up, right?
Oh, man, just fire me, nigga, fire me.
I need to know, because, I mean, I'm trying to learn this shit and understand this shit. Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yeah, I've had a lot of one-night stands.
Really?
Man, I had thousands of one-night stands.
Thousands of one-night stands.
And I ain't even talking, I'm not even talking in, like, just a minute. I'm talking, like, real fast. You hear?
Okay, so, one-night stand. So, do you often reflect on those one-night stands? You know, sit back and be like, damn. I wish I could see
Shotty
one more time.
I reflect on them all the time. Yeah, where though?
What?
See, it'd be another one night stand call after that one night stand, so I can't even reflect no more.
Have any of your one night stands ever turned into a relationship?
Oh, man, yeah. It turned into a baby ship.
Yep. A what?
I bought baby ship.
A baby ship?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's a new term. We need to go ahead and coin that and get that in Webster. A baby ship.
Okay.
But we didn't paid on that word, though.
I thought I already know when we invent words and shit.
It was a baby ship.
He said it was an 18-year plan, didn't he?
Yeah, it was an 18-friend one-night stand with an 18-year plan.
Hold on. Would that mean I'm the 18th man with an 18th plan, 18 kid with the one-night stand?
Oh, he just won't rap, y'all. What? Only on Hot Top Radio, he goes down, baby. Understand this thing. I like that. He just freestyle. He just don't win.
I just told him a little something, man. They say I'm the 18th man with the 18th plan with the 18 kids from the one-night stand.
Okay, when you go in the studio tomorrow, I need you and Jock to make that happen. I need that to be coming out in the next 3 months.
3 months?
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I tell you what, though, man. You see where Jock came in, you know that's a one-night stand.
Be the thing shit.
But check this out. We're gonna play another one of y'all here. Everybody know me. Why don't I go ahead and introduce that one for us?
Hey, man. Go ahead, man. The bread brother, man. She likes it.
Introduce
everybody know me.
Nah, man. We want to hear number 17 on the Eminem mixtape.
I ain't got all that.
Wasn't I in the studio?
Side.
it or the planet. Cause everybody know me, I'm from the hood. You run up if you want, I leave you in the mud. I'm back like I never left. A right hand hitter, man, but I'm back left. My flow's amazing, I make music for itself. Can you hear me? Apparently not, you still here. I'm like, yeah, man, to keep this money. No bumblebee dog, but we getting honey. Cash on my mind, I'm a twine with money. They call me bread, man. Multiply my money. Everybody know me. Yeah. I'm in the street. Big appetite. I love to eat. Trap all day. 7 days a week. I'm a hard worker. Why gotta get me? Everybody know me. Yeah. I'm in the street. Big appetite. I love to eat. Trap all day. 7 days a week. I'm a hard worker. Why gotta get me?
What's up, world? It's Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Still on location. Welcome to High Power Radio. Nothing is taboo, so I hope we understand you.
Tequila?
Take a ride.
Lady Libra, that's your boys from Chi-Town. That's the twin folks on the line. Twin folks, what's happening?
What up, boy?
Okay.
The Lady Libra.
Hey,
what's going down?
You know me. You know anybody
what's up,
in
you
the
know?
House?
Y'all have, you know, have to stop in. See what's up with y'all. What the Brand Brothers at?
We're supposed to be in here tomorrow, right? But you know, Lady Libra's going to be running around with the triplets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I might give me a one-night stand tomorrow again. Because, you know, the first one-night swell. Yeah, I didn't want to tell them that I had already had a one-night stand that I was pregnant with triplets. By the
twin folk
on
Chi-Town. We can work something out. Oh, well, let me just move in. Yeah, what up? What up?
Who is this, Tom B? Who is this?
No, this is Joe Major.
Major?
Yes.
Cookie Fool. You know if you was in my face, I'd be tickling your chin. Spooky Foo. Hey, mama baby. Make a little. Okay.
Put
you know, I'm not working still. I have not been out of work today. I left one job and just kept rolling.
I'm at work right now.
You are?
Yeah.
What time y'all touching down tomorrow?
Oh, we're leaving like around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, y'all driving or y'all flying?
No, we driving.
Oh, okay.
I'm driving
real fast. I know your foot is heavy.
Shit. Hell no.
Don't be driving.
Why don't you ask him to stop it, lady? Let's poke into Chi-Town and see what they're doing up there.
Oh, okay. No, not a problem. So maybe.
Oh, yes.
I need to know if you don't have any
one-night stands. Bam! Shazam! Oh, yeah. Had a couple of them, but I had one real, real bad. You know, it wasn't a one-night stand. It was a one-night stand-up.
People create words on Hot Talk Radio. But we're going to be in the dictionary. We got baby chill, one-night stand-up. What the hell? Kind of your plans and shit. I can't take it. It's just wild on High Side Radio. I think I'm going to find me another radio station. I'm going to the gospel station.
Damn. Oh.
Yeah,
damn.
I can't take this. One night stand up. I need a description of that. How the hell do you do a one night stand up with a comedy?
Yeah, it was a little comedy because, I don't discriminate. You know what I'm saying? But I was just texting this girl to be nice, thick, shit, you know what I'm saying, earlier during the day. And we exchanged numbers. We hooked up later on at night. What's up, Grant? So she tried to cook for me, and then she burnt the pizza. That was one thing. Yeah, she messed me up with that one. Then, now I got a little hint in my system. Then we hit to the bedroom. She dropped that little piece, and then everything else dropped too. I'm like, damn! I didn't expect all of this. It's so much. It's too much. And I'm like, damn! I don't know how the hell she kept all that weight in, hitting up one of the outfits. That shit fucked me real bad. I'm like, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? I'm hands reaching to my wallet trying to get my little condominiums out, you know? And the bad thing was right here. She's like, oh, boo-boo, I got you. And she reached out of the drawer. I'm like, damn, what you got? What kind of service you running over here? She got a whole damn drawer full of condoms. I'm like, damn. I'm like, oh, no, what you running up over here? Man, she turned the light on, and the whole dresser full of dildos, chains, and whips.
What?
Straight up. I'm like, no, hell no. Ain't anybody using that shit on me.
Who else you got on the line with you, baby?
Oh, yeah. I'm going solo right now because I'm trying to hit up with Sean and Big. I'm hitting up in a little bit.
Yeah, this Sean right here.
Elliot.
Sean, you there?
Elliot.
Yeah.
Yo.
Sean, did you get Sean in?
Sean, right. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You know what? Y'all do not know what the hell y'all be doing. I'm going to talk about y'all for damn later. All these damn back streets and shit.
Can you get it? Can y'all hear me?
I just don't want to get it at all.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm going to talk right now.
Can y'all hear me?
I done been to hell and back to back.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you on the track phone. Yep.
Hello? Hey,
yes.
Everybody, what's going on A-Town tomorrow?
We're going to figure it out when you get here, because right now my brain's so shot out, and I'm so pissed off, I don't know what the hell to do. Hope it pisses me off all fucking day, one by one.
What a Blair brother's at?
I'm going to kill his motherfucking ass. That's what I'm finna do. He don't know where he damn live.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I done been to hell the back street way. What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, Lord.
What's up, Emily?
Way to hell. I got insurance. I ain't got to go no safe way. Shit. And if y'all know
hey,
I had to leave the kids now, y'all know
hey,
I ain't.
Hey, Lady Libra. I probably was a little late in the conversation.
Sean, I'm finna bring you at the bar. Have you ever had a one night stand?
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of them.
You been fucking around, too? I'm sick of all my men fucking around on me. Y'all better get this shit together. All y'all going to be on punishment. I'm talking about every last drop of y'all. All 30,000 of y'all motherfuckers going to be on punishment.
I'm straight up now. I'm straight now. I dropped that narcotic.
So the one night stand that you went on, have you been thinking about it? Have you reflected on that moment?
Man.
Yeah. That was a good time. I mean, you know, a couple of times, you know. Damn, I wish I could find a number right now.
See what I'm saying? This is bullshit I'll be talking
about. That was a very good
time. Have you ever had your one-night stand ever turned into a relationship?
Yeah, I had one.
He don't want to get into detail. He like, yeah. That's it.
That was a very nasty thing.
I got a question. Do you prefer one night stands over having a relationship?
Nah, hell no. Oh, no.
I don't want no more relationship. I think I just want to go around and have one night stands. I mean, well, eventually it might end up in a relationship anyway, so it depends on what you want.
I did that before, and it ended up something else different. I didn't want it. I had to change my number after that.
I heard that the sex is different in a one-night stand than it is in a regular relationship. Is that true?
Yeah, it is, because you can pull them by their hair, you can use a curling iron on their back, all that shit.
Come on. Math, suicide, math, murder.
He's trying to give a bitch a third degree burn up in there.
Don't
hot
curl
that
bitch
hair ass
back.
What kind of shit is that?
King goes on a one night stand.
So just because it's a one night stand, you gonna burn the bitch?
I mean, shit. I prefer putting the honey on her and putting in a room full of bees.
Whoa.
I'm saying, sweet. Y'all into that damn witchcraft. I ain't with this shit. Get the hell out of my phone before something happened to me.
Hey, Lady Libra.
Yeah, baby.
Lady Libra.
I'm here.
Can I bring in one of our another special guest? We want to, you know, something we're trying to do different here at Hot Talk Radio. We're trying to make us live longer so we can have more one night stands. And one of the things we're doing, I got a homie of mine that's doing a 90-day fitness challenge. His name is Tiki.
Is he fine?
All right.
Is he fine?
Yeah, and Tiki.
If you ain't fine, you can't be on my line.
Hello.
Tiki, she said if you ain't fine, you can't be on her line.
Wow. All I can say is this is Tiki. I can transform you. What's good, Miss Lady Libra?
I ain't never seen that. I just don't.
Hello.
I'm on Brown. Hey, boo, are you fine? That's the first thing I need to know.
I don't know, but I know about...
To your speaker.
Hey, I don't know about all that, but I know about fitness and
okay.
Wellness, and if that fits in that category.
I'm trying to get
fine
with what I am. So
I'm
going to turn the mic over to you, and you handle your business.
All right, I appreciate
welcome.
The love. All right, well, what we're doing is that we're throwing a 90-day weight loss challenge, myself and Gene.com.
Let us know where you're at first.
Yeah, well, we're in Jacksonville, Florida, first off. Jacksonville, Duval County, stand up. I'm a personal trainer out here, and we're just trying to help with the child obesity problem here, and also...
I need to go home.
Hello?
I have decided 30 minutes, and I have not gotten that yet.
Oh, man.
She ain't that person that deal. Keep going, teacher.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But what we're doing is a 90-day weight loss challenge. Like I said, myself and Gene.com here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we're basically just trying to help the community get better and healthier and living a different lifestyle than what we're currently living. You know, we don't like to exercise for some reason or another. We don't think it's cool in the black community, and we're just trying to bring the awareness to a head. I do boot camps. I also do personal training as well. My boot camps are held every Wednesday at Jeff Davis Middle School here in Jacksonville, Florida, on the west side of town. And also we're at FCCJ North Campus right off of Dunn and Caper Road, 8:30 Saturday morning. So come on out and join us. The cost is only $10. And I'll tell you, one thing about this 90-day weight loss challenge that I like, these people are actually giving us cash prizes, vacations, cars, free nutritional supplements to go along with it. And, I mean, it's just something really good for the community. So I appreciate you guys giving me this format to come on and spread the word about it. Anybody who wants to know any information, you can reach me on Facebook at Tiki, I Can Transform You, Williams. And also you can email me at trainingwithtiki@yahoo.com. And also I want to take some wellness and fitness questions tonight. If anybody want to call in, I'm here for at least about another 30 minutes. All right, and that's all I pretty much had to say, Papa.
Well, let me ask you this, Tiki. Since you transforming everybody in Duval
That's
County,
right.
and we
right.
we got our topic going on over here talking about
okay.
one night stands. If I come up to the shit on Saturday, is it possible
okay.
that I might meet somebody that I can do a one night stand with? I mean, if I come
so
up,
I'll tell you this. The woman to man ratio in my boot camps is 20-3. So I mean, it's pretty much on you. Yeah. I'm trying to get the fellas out, you know, let them know that, you know, being healthy, it's a fun thing. It's cool. You know, you ain't got to, you know, fit a certain, you feel me, description or ethnic background to work out. So come on out. You know, it's plenty ladies single. You know, join us for a group fun. And, yeah, hey, I don't know, man. It's up to you. It's up to you.
3-3?
Uh-huh.
That's some good odds, bro.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much, man. It's just, like I said, we get out there. We work out for about an hour or so, a mixture of strength training and cardio. And, hey, whatever comes after that, that's on you. But the odds are definitely in your favor, I tell you that much. So y'all need
to
come
out.
Uh-huh.
Lady Lisa.
What's happening to you?
You got any questions for my fitness expert?
Any questions, Miss Lady Libra?
I do. Right now, I'm my sales off. So since you'll be, advertising and promoting with us, I'll save the question for another segment because right now I'm about ready to blow somebody's head off, so it was easy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get silent like that, and I don't want to scare you, because I mean, you're bringing valuable information, and I like what you're doing. I know
okay.
You're going to help me, but therefore I'd rather, let us leave on a positive note tonight, and let me talk
okay.
and listen
okay.
to people, because I'm really upset right now. But I'm so glad you came on, because I know now
we're
nice fans.
Okay, well, we do apologize if we upset you in any way.
No, you didn't have anything to do with you.
She always like that thing. Don't worry about it. That's why she Lady Libra. That's it. That's a part of her horoscope.
That's what's up. Wow.
I read that thing today. I just want you to know that. I was going to read your horoscope on here, Lady Libra, but I decided not to. Because I don't think it was going to work in my favor.
No, go ahead and read it because you already going to get your ass killed.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
I didn't catch his name.
My name is Tiki, and you can look me up on Facebook. Yes. Tiki, T-E-K-I. Mm-hmm.
Tiki.
Like Tiki okay, Barber.
Did you look up Hot Talk Radio? Yes, I did. Okay. Did you join the screen page?
No, I hadn't just yet.
Okay,
no,
so
I didn't.
That's your assignment.
Okay. All right. That'll work.
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio, baby. Anything goes.
All right, man. Hey, y'all be easy now. All right.
That's what's up, Tiki.
All right.
Lady Libra.
Huh?
I love you too,
but I'm gonna blow your head off when I see you. I'm gonna kill your ass.
I know.
I'm gonna kill your ass. But you don't know what I had to do today.
You've been in coma. You was stretching. You like, nigga, where I'm at and all that. I'm like, where are you? Do you know where you are?
No, hell no. And I went the wrong way. Am I on air?
Yeah.
Good. This motherfucker that took me the damn back way around the corner. What the hell?
That's what trap boys do, man. That's what trap boys do.
I swear to God, I done been riding for 40 minutes to get to Jumpsport Road. And I was on Campbellton. Where did I do that at?
In Atlanta.
Hold on, I want to know if I've been trafficking today. Because I need to know. I didn't even know if I've been trafficking because, I might be wanted. You know what I'm saying? I'm turning around because I was going the wrong way on Jonesboro Road. It has been a hell of a day. All for the love of Elliot.
Hey, you know who want to talk to you right now? You know who want to talk to you? I got Juicy on the line. Juicy want to say something to you.
Juicy,
you there?
Juicy. I'll be your lollipop. You can lick me everywhere. Juicy. Where's she at?
I don't know. I had her on there, so she still lit up. She must have want to talk to us some more.
You know, she be on that loud.
She on that loud.
Yeah. She be
wow,
on that loud.
Well.
Where is the swing folks?
Swing folks still in?
They packing. They getting ready. They on their way down here, world.
So I'm going to be balling out with Shat Town this weekend. I got to make sure I'm going to be
alive. What's happening?
There you go.
I was just making sure I ran off and had a one-night stand. Because everybody on this one-night stand, kid, I'm the only lame motherfucker out of the group. I'm going to fix this shit, though. I'm finna start again. Wow. They're going to be like, that lady leaving sounds serious. I'm tired of being lame.
I thought that's what they already said.
You know, we can call Juicy on from the switchboard if you want to, because she on that loud. She probably done laid the phone down. Ain't no telling what's going to hell. We might need
Juicy.
To send the police over there.
Juicy.
I can't give you the number, damn. Because I can't say her number out loud on the radio.
Don't do that. She has to get us on standing.
And I can't call on the freeway, on my freeway and drive. But even though I do shit like that.
Don't do it.
I know.
We don't want you to do that.
Where is Swerve? The fuck?
He's still on there, too.
I need some protection. I'm scared. I done been driving.
Swerve!
What the fuck?
Swerve broke it down. They said, y'all show is so enlightening. I learned so much from y'all show. You just wait till I sit down and start studying again. I'm really going to be bringing that off-the-wall knowledge. Oh, Lord.
I wish you had some poetry to read for this situation.
If y'all weren't listening to the show, I would call in tomorrow. But they listening, so I can't call in. I just got to go in tomorrow time, get out, and try to find out where put info in the mask so we can just keep it going. That's why I'll be partying with swim folks, and I'll let y'all know. We might do another on location tomorrow with swim. We will. Hey, P.Z., how you think that sounds?
I'm with it. I'm always down for it. I'm always down for it.
Wherever we at, we just do it live.
That's tight right there.
Hey.
As long as we're in the track, because I'm not going on my back street.
Hey, Twitter folks, Sean. I'm gonna go ahead and take a break, but while I take that break, I'm gonna talk on I Know by the Twin Folks. Is that cool with you?
Okay. Oh yeah.
Hell
that's tight right there.
Got that whip appeal, chick staring at me like, damn, how that leather feel. Getting money, not to spend it, ain't an issue. Yeah, I'm the ish, use my money as my tissue. Now it's official, about to blow like a whistle. Now I'm outside the club, introduce you to that pistol. Who summoned that Magnum? 20s on the wagon. I know you never had one.
Real?
I got money.
I
got businesses. With a parking lot full of cars like a dealership.
For real?
Need a job, homie? You can't apply with them.
What?
Bring a sack of then I will make my decision. I let my money talk big, be my witness. Now I'm switching lanes, heavy on them engines. Sipping Henny, now you know I'm on that vintage. Lead a club, cause it's on that bitch.
I know you hate it, don't you? The way we getting this money is amazing, homie.
In your hood like we on a paper route, yo. You see them haters out, we gon' have to take them out.
Woo!
Is it really life? Well, I guess it is. I'm in the upper class, highest on the pyramid.
For real?
Look how my true religion sitting on my Adidas. Damn shame, you're just like you ran 1,000 yards. I'm sending out my regards to the ones that get their money up if you ain't living large. Go crank your hustle up.
For real?
I stack money so I'm hella straight. My pocket's so fat, you could say they overweight. Wait, no, I'm getting cake. While you still asleep. Even triple my money by the end of the week.
For real?
Yeah, I'm right where I need to be.
Right.
Got the juice in the hood, call me Billy D.
Woo.
See the paint dripping, you can see your face in it. Touch my whip and you will be erased, finished.
I know you hate it, don't you?
I know
you hate it, don't you?
I know
you hate it. latest fashion. Heavy with that Gucci. Got some slippers on. Switches up with that Louis. Stupid gold on. And it's all for the groupies. Like Bell, Fifth of Row. All the honeys wanna do me.
For real?
Check out the whip, kid. They look so disgusting. Call them Eastwood. I got dirty dozens in my driveway. Nickname Magic Stick. I drop the top down so hoes can switch.
I know you hate it, don't you?
What's up, world? It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming to you, motherfucking speaker, mad as hell, and I'll show y'all the bad as hell in my damn voice, because I'm still out in the damn streets. I've been in the streets since 6 o'clock this morning, from one job to another. Hey, but that's what I do. It's Lady Libra.
What's up,
yeah,
baby?
What's up, baby? I'm going to cuss your ass out, too. Have me ride around. I'm usually in the house.
I heard you when you were talking about bread. I hear you, feel me? But hey, look here, where this your boy goddamn is down for me, you feel me? Up to over T Avenue right there, and we speak, and it's your station holding it down with my goddamn lady diva Libra, you know what I'm saying, she a diva, you know what I'm saying, real talk, man, but what it do, baby, what it been up with you, you feel?
Trying to get home because I'm tired.
I'm sorry for making you drop me in bread, man. I'm very sorry for that. But you know, look, ambassador,
what the deal is, nigga, you done had me go to back street to hell. How many back street ways do y'all know?
He took you the back street. I took you the good way.
No,
the one nice grand way.
I'm going to beat your ass. How about that?
Any way you want to beat it, baby, on here for you. That's all I'm letting you know.
What's up, world? Where you got? Damn, bro, I see you just out here chilling, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like I say, back no ENT, what it do, After Minute Record, Swag Team, Young John, what it do, Mr. T, that bread, man. And bouncing the bill, like I said, I'm over T Avenue right now in the shared station as I speak, you know what I'm saying? Just out here doing it, man, that's me, you feel me? I be on the block, you know what I'm saying? So anytime you want to see this shit, you come find me because I actually be on the block, you know what I'm saying? None
that's
of that hormone
shit.
Hey, let me tell you something. When you drop me off, it doesn't mean I'm gonna remain there. I'm a multi-time working ass nigga. I got to keep moving. I can't sit in one spot. If I sit in one spot, my pocket won't get me then, will it?
I'm gonna come back and run your ass over. I swear.
Baby, come on. I got a box of Magnums. I'm ready for you to run me over and get on top.
I like you here trying to give me a one night stand.
Shit, baby, if you want the one night stand, I'll give it to you. I told you ain't no problem.
My boys on here from Chi-Town said they didn't have a one. One of them said he didn't have a one night stand. He had a one night stand.
Shout out to all my pity ladies. And shout out to my real niggas out there. Real niggas, men for real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, shout out to Chi-Town. And y'all for Chi-Town, y'all know about my nigga Pino. Shout out to my partner Pino over like there. You feel me? Real talk, man. You know, I'm on the satellite radio doing big thing with y'all, man. I just like to say thank y'all. And you feel me? Just, this is what it do. Hold on. Matter of fact, I'm in a share station with one of my partners work for the ABM Security Service right now. So, I'm just going to put it live. Hey, bro, you had that satellite radio in your car?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look. I got a partner right here, man, with the satellite radio in the car. So, I'm going to let y'all know how picture this is. Listen. How can he log on the satellite radio in his car?
Put him on the phone, ambassador.
Here you go.
Hey, what's up, radio?
Hey, what's up? What's
up, world? What's up, world?
Hey,
yeah.
What's going on with you?
On the radio. I can't hear. What you say now?
Hey, what's going on with you? Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. This is Lady Libra coming through your speaker. What's good?
Oh, yeah.
So what's going on with y'all?
Hey, everything. We know we on. This is they call. I was told today I was called Hip Hop Shock Radio, but I also tell people it's a reality talk show. So I got a topic tonight that I want to ask you. Have you ever had a one night stand?
You know good where that man had a one night stand. Here he go. He should have let you know about it. I mean, you really want to get to it. I know we on the satellite radio now. I know we on the satellite radio. Don't be rude, baby. If you really want that thing, man, pass it on. He got no experience. Let me tell you something.
Give him the phone.
Hold on.
What's up, man?
Yeah. What's up, baby?
I want to know, have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yeah, I have. No, yeah. We all should have had one by now.
Well, I'm not the lame motherfucker that ain't, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck wrong with me, the reason why I ain't had no one-night stand.
Well, you probably ain't trying to have one now.
Yeah, yes. I'm trying to have a one-night stand right now.
Hey, where you at? With me, you can get together and have a one-night stand.
Text me your phone number. We on the air, so you can't say... I can't tell y'all that I'm on the air. We live right now. But I need to know, do you often think about your one night stand?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I do. Hey, I'm going to get back to
you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got you. Okay. Yeah,
Lady Libra.
Look at this takeover spirit right here. You just going to take the phone back from the man.
Yeah. He was on it. He was even letting him. I like that though. He crunk though. I like that. That's how you gotta be high into with this hip hop shit.
Okay. So are we live or are we in the screen room?
We live, baby. Ain't no screen.
Okay, so what happened to him?
I don't know.
He like it, I love it. I'm trying to interview and he done hung up on everybody.
Hey, your boy
needs the protection.
Swear.
Is my father on the line?
Yeah, you do. Mama Rossi, oh yeah, Mama Rossi, you there?
Well,
Mama, what's up? Playing folks, yeah?
What the fuck you mean?
Sound like me and Mama Rossi on the same page.
I ain't been nowhere. Just pop my pussy and shake my ass. Pop my pussy and shake my ass.
What's up, playing folks?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Mama
Rox? What's going on? How y'all been?
What's happening?
You doing good? We'll be touched down tomorrow.
Who is Sean Biggs or Major?
Oh, this Sean. Get out this
what
damn Biggs pole.
Major?
What Major?
They just got off that. They should be, should. They better be wrapping up right now.
Oh, they had to do y'all.
Huh?
I thought they were packing. That was you that said, okay, that was you that said you were packing. What are you packing? Because I'm going to dress like you tomorrow. So we take our pictures. People can be like, oh, they're such a cute couple.
So
I'm going to hold my summer can so they can't tell I'm pregnant. I'm going to hold my summer can.
Five sticker shorts and some Chuck Taylors.
What?
I've been looking for you. We've been walking.
I don't know who the hell is talking and what the hell they talking about. But I just know one damn thing. Hot Top Radio is a motherfucking beast right now.
Switchboard on fire.
You just don't know. You just don't know. I've been getting hit up by so many people that's been listening. And they just ready to do things. I got people trying to get up and go to the morning show already. I'm not a morning person. You wake me up and tell me I talk on the radio in the morning. You really going to see the wrong, another side of Lady Libra. I do a morning
Ooh.
Show at night. Jeez.
Stay breath and all.
Who?
Yeah, that morning breath and everything.
Melt the chrome on the microphone.
It's going down. I'm just like, wow, I didn't know. They gave me a term for this shit, and I'm just like, oh.
What are we again? Hip Hop Shock.
Murder
Mall didn't show up.
Radio, baby. Murder Mall had to study tonight. He texted me, but he's, it's just strange that Murder Mall was like,
I'm getting ready to talk to Josh, producer, and I ended up with Josh today myself. That was just crazy. It's like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So Murder Mile is working, and he got some people that I'll be interviewing and bringing on the show on his behalf. And, of course, I got a line of list of people. We got females coming, too. So, men, don't get upset. I'm working on it. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, not just bomb rush everybody in the same month to give us time to recoup and, you know, because we be going at this shit 3 times a week is hard. When I look at everybody else radio stations, they not going 3 times a week like we are. And we not only going 3 times a week, we going more than that because we doing on location shit. This shit I'm doing tonight is going to kill me. And I got to turn around tomorrow and take my men out.
When you were talking to Young Jock, did he still say it was going down?
Huh?
Talking to Young Jock, did he still say it was going down?
Who is this? Who are you? Where you come from?
I come from everywhere.
Who is that talking?
Super D. Super D.
Super D. Super D?
You know it. I knew you knew who I was.
I would remember you better if you would have gave me a one-night stand.
It's on the way.
Of course. It's going digital. We're going to be doing so much shit with everybody. I mean, Mr. Peter been trying. I mean, his little voice is kind of like mine, kind of low. But we, you know, we got Bo Hagen. We got, oh, man. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I really haven't. And I keep forgetting to mention my DJ Brad and Hill Fam now. What the fuck is this shit? I'm sorry, y'all. Don't charge it to my mind. I mean, my heart. Charge it to my mind. I've been running all damn day. And still on my way home. Because I went the back way.
You're going to get the 1 minute one night stand, too.
What's that?
I want to give a shout out to 904-924 and 904-674. They've been listening the whole time. They ain't
What's
had their
happening?
Hand up, but they've been listening to
them. What's happening? Welcome to High Talk Radio. Anything goes. Don't be afraid. We promise we will not be gentle with you.
Home of the 1 minute one night stand.
Hey, home of the threesomes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Freaknik weekend.
6 months
and 60 seconds of fury. Shout out to APEGME. We got that yacht party going down in Miami. You want to know about that? Hit us up at yachtparty.ning.com, boys. Hell. Go to my page and find it. I'm tired.
Yeah, exactly. What the hell are you talking about?
He's trying to make it through these next 15 minutes, man, and I'm gonna help my dog out. I'm going to help her out. I'm going to go ahead and give him something to listen to while she recover her voice for the next, you know, couple minutes. I'm gonna give y'all some. I guess I'm feeling Atlanta-ish. How about some rich kids? Stupid swag here on Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah, because I was in the swag place.
up, world? It's Lady Libra coming to your motherfucking speaker. You know, it's been a long day, but hey, I made my way through it. I just gotta say something. If you one of them people that got lights on the front of your car that don't sit still when you motherfucking drive, go get that shit fixed, because I feel like I'm running from the police.
That shit blanking in your rear view.
Hell yeah. I'm like, hold on, somebody trying to pull me up. Hold on. Insurance paid, my license ain't on suspension. The fuck they put, you know what I'm saying? Because you know I drive slow as fuck. So I'm like,
yeah.
You know, being the car ride by me with they damn weak ass headlights and shit. That shit ain't, that should be against the law. I mean, next person I see do that, I'm going to get behind you. I'm going to call the police and get them your tag number. So if you don't want me turning you in, fix your fucking light. Fuck what I'm with you. Can me and Sean Lady Lee treat me like this.
Speaking shout out of to police, all my South Carolina State Good Bulldogs.
You want to give a shout out to Cass County? What you say?
Shout out to all my South Carolina State Bulldogs out there watching. I blasted it on my SC State page, so I got a couple people up in South Click and North Click listening to us right now. They just sent me some Facebook hits, you know, telling me what's up, and they was listening, and they was enjoying the show. So I thought I'd let y'all know that I'm pretty sure I'm going to get my dog Swerve to jump on that BCC Wildcat land so we can get them a part of this, too. Swerve.
Man, I'm telling nobody where I went. You know what I'm saying? That's my personal life.
Well, I don't want nobody to know
what's going on. I don't tell nobody that shit either.
Hey. Hey, but speaking of police, y'all made me just miss my one-night stand. Why are you talking about the police?
How do you figure?
Because my shit was right. 1 mile right across from niggas, man, at Stewart Avenue. I miss Good Head Red. If you're out there, no, I miss you. She cost me $30.
What time for the Crystal Palace and the trap right across the street from it, the mobile home park, for all the chicks that was out there in their bathing suit, all the one-night stands niggas had out there.
Hey, and nigga, leave the strip club
that.
And go straight across there and get the happy ending. You know what I'm saying? Does the Tokyo
Lady
Lee,
what you know about that Crystal Palace?
You hear over there giggling. She done rolled through there.
Rolled through where?
What you know about Crystal Palace?
Well, where is that located?
It was on Stewart Ave until they changed the name. Right across from the Gold Rush.
You talking about Pleasel?
No.
Not Pleasel.
Oh, it ain't
Pleasel. I'm talking about
it
the first after-hours joint. The first after-hours joint I ever went to in Atlanta. And I was flashing my badge all the way through. Got in free. And you know who told
and
me out
there? And standing in line.
No, that wasn't the first time.
What year was that?
Woo, that was like 2000. You know who told me out of there at 8 o'clock in the morning? Sean told me out of there at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know,
she hit my shoulder and said, come on, let's go.
You need to write them a letter and tell them thank you. Because they really looked out for you. Because, I mean, at that point in my life, I was married. So I don't know anything about anything like that.
Whatever.
I was married then. I didn't get a divorce until like 3 years later.
You were having a one-night stand with your husband.
My husband didn't allow me out the house. He just spared me, and you know, he treated me like an animal. He just stuck food through the door and told me.
I know, baby. Sometimes you have to laugh to keep him crying.
I'm crying. I'm not laughing.
I know it.
I mean,
I know
he spared me. It just, you know what I mean?
You know what you should do? You should go have a one-night stand with him right now.
With him? Well, with
you. Yeah, you should go have a one-night stand and tell him what he's missing and then leave.
If I ever see him again, you know that dick on the side of my truck is going to be another one because I'm going to slap his ass with my Lexus.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That's why the bitch he had in my shit.
You just talked yourself out of a one night stand, ma'am.
With you?
Yep.
Why
you
crazy? Hold up. Because I'm going to slap his ass in my truck. He needs to be slapped with my damn truck.
You psycho.
He know he's going to get slapped. He better stay the hell away from me with his low down ass.
Elliot, you up?
That's
about
what I'm saying right
now. I thought Jay-Z was up, or JL, what that
nigga
name is?
Yeah. Twinfo's going to have it this weekend. Congratulations.
Oh.
you know I'm married to JL.
But he's going out of town, and Twinfo's coming in town, so you got to be hospitable this weekend.
If I get a one-night stand, don't tell my husband.
Because he's JL, he gonna lay it down, but twin folk gonna beat it up.
Yeah.
Oh, Jock got this new song finna come out. I was like, damn. And I can't even say it right, so I ain't gonna even try.
Did you mean?
They gonna be like, shut the hell up, because you can't even say the shit right. No, I can't hardly talk.
Did DJ Drake go in there with you tonight?
Mm-hmm. It was so many people in there. I didn't identify, but I just gave our card and told him to call my producer. That's what I told him, baby.
Thank you.
I said, I got a producer. I said, my producer night, it's easy. Call my producer. And he was like, look, man, you're so proud of your producer. I said, that's what I'm proud of my producer. I love my producer. I said, well, to swerve and protect is my heart.
Produce these.
That's what I meant by that. Huh? I'm at home, y'all.
You made it. It's 5 minutes left in the show, too.
I'm talking about this has been a wild fucking day. Don't ask me to
do
nothing like this. Because I don't know I'm going to be arrested, raped, robbed, every damn thing.
And you was trapping and didn't know it.
Oh, I'm official now, right? I'm a trap girl. I'm gonna do a new song called I'm a Trap Girl. Is the one already out by that name? Because I don't want to be stealing nobody's hook. I'm tired.
You tired.
I mean, I'm proud and busy on Sunday.
We came up with a topic for Sunday yet?
Oh, that's swerve, y'all.
Swerve, you got Sunday? Is it swerving on Sunday?
It's swerving. We swerve on the ass on Sunday.
Have you ever drove DUI and ended up home without your rearview mirror? But you made it home, though. But you made it home, though.
The king of ghosts riding the wheel, baby.
Somebody set outside my door. It's a bag outside my door. I'm not going to open it. So whoever left today, they're going to be real stealing stupid car.
It got that white powder in it. You got some
insurance
on your
hotel.
Yeah, I had to replace the other one.
Yeah.
That's your replacement.
Oh, shit.
I said that to you. Congratulations.
I just seen somebody walking by my phone. I'm going to stop coming outside when the dog. I just seen somebody walking. I'm going to get my pillow for a while.
Just get in the truck and wait on Twinfo to get there tomorrow.
No. No, nigga, that's when your ass supposed to fly up here. You supposed to be to swerve and protect. Nigga, swerve your ass and see about me.
I got something for him, Lady Lever.
What is it, baby? Who is that? Who's something?
You heard him?
What
you don't
that?
Put that little shit up.
He took all his heart and shit.
Watch out for swerve.
There you go. There you go. That sound more like it.
That's the shit that wake up the neighbors, though.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
That's the shit that leaves casualties right now. You have more than one casualty on them. That's the shit gets sent up.
That's the shit I do
but
when
I tell
first
you
move
what,
in the neighborhood. Let them niggas know that this ain't the house.
Lady Zebra.
Yeah, babe.
Why don't you go ahead and take us out before I play your intro, babe?
I want to thank everybody in the whole wide world. I want to thank my grandmama and granddaddy who are looking down on me for heaven. Oh,
amen. Man. Hallelujah.
Oh, no.
Get ready.
I have my attention.
Ha ha! Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
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 It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. JD, a.k.a. the Black Car Kid. T, a.k.a. the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.